Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
23030.
Thank you. And can I have your first and last name?
It's Mark Tush, T-U-S-H.
All right, thank you. I do see your account. Could you please verify the mailing address?
4401 Old Holly Hills Road, Charles City, Virginia, 23030.
Thank you. And in case the line is disconnected, is this a good number to call back?
Yes, it is.
Okay. On this account, I see that it has the monthly online firearms training courses. And how may I help you today?
What is this training course?
Yes, sir. So it's online courses that shows you firearm safety training videos.
I never signed up for no training courses.
Okay. Now, I do see that it was initially signed up for back in November of 2020 when someone purchased a digital and a physical certificate to apply for a concealed carry license. Does any of that sound familiar?
A permit, I'm talking to the wife, hold on. A permit to carry a concealed weapon. No, ma'am, I never did do that.
Yes, sir. Well, if you don't recall signing up for this, then I can definitely assist you. Just one moment. Okay, so our tracing records do show that someone was logged into a Facebook account. They came across an ad for a concealed carry training course. They clicked on the ad and registered with your first and last name, and they also registered with the email address of tushms@gmail.com, and we sent a verification and a confirmation email to that account. Do you recall doing anything like that?
Not that I can recall.
Okay. Well, if you don't recall signing up for this, I can go ahead and cancel this account, and I can also transfer you over to our fraud department.
I know that I'm trying to think back, but I don't ever remember signing up for anything or ever getting anything. I think I looked at it one time on an email, but I never signed up to do anything with it.
Yes, sir. Now, the only way for us to have charges if someone had clicked on the ad and typed in the card information, also they would have entered a mailing address and would have to know your first and last name and email address and all that information. So once again, if you are completely sure that you never signed up for this, our fraud department can always assist you. Now, if you perhaps did sign up for it or you just forgot about it, I can cancel this account so you don't receive any more charges.
Okay, you're saying that I had to put in my card number.
Yes, sir. In order for us to charge you, the customer has to enter the first and last name, email, card number, and a physical address.
Yeah, I know I didn't do all that.
Yes, sir. Well, if you're sure that you did not sign up for this, I can transfer you over to our fraud department.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, just one moment.
I know. I think I did. But I didn't sign up for it.
Maybe you started it and tried to back out of it. And it went on through.
I didn't put my card number in, though. If I did, I certainly don't remember it.
All right, sir, please stay online for the fraud department.
Okay, thank you.